Even if we don't get to do this in so much detail, but it's worth just calling your attention to some issues. Similar to what we were talking about yesterday, where we said it would set up a lot about chazaka for future discussions, which are going to get more intense over the next few blocks. So Rove, even more so, is going to get more intense. And I just want to use this opportunity on this daf to call attention to some of the themes that can come up, and it will give us a good preview of what we'll get into when we get much more into Rove and daf Yud Aleph and the like. And I want to thank Mori for bringing some svarim here. He actually only asked him for one, but I was thinking of asking him for two, and he brought two, so that's good. He seems very intuitive. So, essentially, it's very instructive, just thinking outside about what is being said and what is not being said in this very short two-line Tosfos. And it's a good exercise in terms of Rove. So we've seen this Tosfos already. It's a line and a half, less than two lines. But what's left out is particularly interesting. So let's focus a little bit more on it. We've discussed it already. Now let's look at it more head-on. So the animal that was shechted, and we didn't get a chance to check the simanim. So the Gemara says, Usser, and we saw that it's a machlokas, that either it's Usser only ba'achila, and it's not metame, or it's both Usser ba'achila, and it is metame, which is the more logical possibility, because you would think, b'monafshach, either it's a kasher shechita, and it's good for everything, or it's not, and it's an avela, and it should be both inedible and metame. So the other opinion in the Gemara, that it's one but not the other, it's asu bachila but it's not metame, that was more difficult to understand. So we saw already that Tosfos very, very tersely addresses this and says, yeah, why is it asu bachila? So not really, doesn't really tell you what their question is, because you have to fill in already even what the question Tosfos is asking. And I've seen Sfarim that paid a lot of attention on that, but the assumption seems to be that Tosfos is asking, how could it be also Bachila if it's not Metame? According to that first opinion. It says, Mishum derov pamim shochet shapir, because most of the time the shechting is good. V'shari midaraisa, and it's going to be mutum in Torah, and therefore lo hechmiru lasos a nevela. So therefore they were machmir to make it into a nevela. So there is a lot that's left out of this statement. And if you look at the Tosfos HaRash, you can find some of your Gemaras, has a slightly longer formulation, but just barely. If you look at the Rashba, did you see the Rashba? It was on the list this morning. So the Rashba fills in some significantly more information. But it's somewhat speculative. And the Rambam seems to disagree, although the Rambam is also vague. The Rambam says, Harezu Nevela. Which sounds like he's poskening like the second statement in the Gemara, like the Braisa, that it's both Usser and Metame. But there are some who have called that into question, and some who said maybe he holds like the first opinion, that it's Usser and it's not Metame. And either way, yesterday we talked a little bit about how that opinion could exist with the Rambam, whether or not the Rambam endorses that opinion. But the assumption seems to be that the Rambam is not following this hanacha of Tosfos that says that this is only an issue midrabanan and therefore it's limited. The Rambam seems to hold this minat Torah. So there's a couple of questions you could ask here. So what would you try to figure out? And I don't mean problems. What would you want to try to understand about this framework? What are they arguing about, the Rambam and Tosfos, if they are arguing? What needs to be explained a little bit more that Tosfos is not explaining is a lot that Tosfos is not telling you. Right, what questions can you have from Tosfos?
You can ask on the Rove.
Okay. So what do you mean you ask on the Rove?
I mean, very fundamentally, rudimentary, what kind of Rove is it?
Okay.
Is the Rove, what's the interaction with Rove? Because I'll have perhaps.
Okay. So that's definitely going to enter into the conversation, right? Because presumably the Rove had to undo something, right? And there was a chazaka here. What was the chazaka? It was Usser until now. It wasn't shechted till now. Okay, so it sounds like what Tosfos is saying, it's an important part of the equation. right? That we need the Rov because there is otherwise a reason to assume that it's Asur. So that's one unspoken part of the Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying that were it not for this Rov I was going to introduce, then our assumption should be this animal should be Safek L'chumra, should be Asur if we don't know anything about it. So why is that true? So presumably because it has a chezkas, something, enos vucha or ever menachai, a chazaka of not being shechted. So until you show me that it was shechted properly, so then that chazaka is going to stay. So what makes that chazaka disappear? The rov. So where does the Rambam disagree?
He either holds that a chazaka wins or he doesn't hold the rov.
Ah, okay, so that's very significant too. It could be either or. It could be that either he holds that the chazaka is more dominant here. So the Gemara says that, and that's going to be one of our major discussions when we get to Yud Aleph. But we'll see that there's so many nuances in every term that it's hard to bank on that completely.
We saw that last year.
Yeah, right. Mominous. So we'll see that that's not something we can rely on completely without defining our terms further. But what Mori is saying is very good, that the Rambam's disagreement can come from two places. Right, it can come from a place of feeling that the Rov is inadequate, or it can come from a place of feeling that the Chazaka is stronger. So that's itself interesting. I saw, actually, in the Achiezer, Chaim Moshe Grzinski, who was one of the great, great Gaonim of the previous century. So he discusses where the Rambam is coming from here. There's also a discussion about this in the Oneg Yontif again. And they talk about how the mechanics work here, according to the Rambam. First of all, the Achiezer discusses that with other sfeikas in the Gemara about shechita issues. So the Rambam usually says safek nevela. Here he doesn't say safek nevela. He just says it's nevela. Although it's also interesting that the Kiva Eger in his Shuvas, which Mori intuitively brought for me, I didn't remember to ask him, but the Kiva Eger in his Shuvas writes that it is a, according to the Rambam says it's a suffix nevela. And on the footnotes, they point out that it's not clear why he says that, because you don't find indications in the Rambam's language that it's a suffix. It sounds like he's saying it is a nevela. So that's a part of the question. What exactly is the Rambam's position to begin with? Is it a nevela? Is it a suffix nevela? And that's itself something to figure out. Now, as the Oneg Yontif discusses, it sounds like, in a sense, Tosfos maybe is actually holding that the Chazaka is stronger than the Rambam. Because if we have a delicate balance here between the Rov and the Chazaka, and Tosfos is saying that really on a Daraisa level the Rov works, and the Rambam doesn't hold from the Rov, so then, in a sense, that weakens the Chazaka, according to the Rambam. You follow why?
So they hold that. Tosfos holds that the Chazaka is stronger than the Rambam does.
Right. You see why?
No.
Because Tosfos likes the Rov, and the Rambam doesn't, presumably. Right? So, according to Tosfos, you have a strong Rov that's overcoming the Chazaka, but apparently not that strong, so maybe the Rabbanan we don't rely on it. But it's strong enough, at least, to defeat the Chazaka on a Torah level. But the Rambam doesn't assume that the Rov beats the Chazaka on the Torah level. Yet, there is still some effect of the Shechita. Enough for it to be a Safek, perhaps. At least according to those who understand it that way. So, maybe the Chazaka isn't as strong for the Rambam. Tosfos says you need the Rov to overcome the Chazaka. And, according According to the Rambam, we don't have that. It's a counterintuitive way of thinking about it. And the Oneg Yontif discusses, just also to further develop the whole idea of the Chazaka, thinks that maybe the Rambam holds that there is a Chezkas Eino Trefa on this animal, from the fact that Chezkas Eino Metame on this animal, from the fact that it was not Tame when it was alive. While Tosus and the Rashba, they don't factor in that Chazaka, because a living animal is not subject to Tuma anyway. So they feel it's meaningless for to have a Chazaka if the status wouldn't have any relevance anyway. And the Rambam's apparently holding, according to his Cheshman, that even though it couldn't be Matame anyway, the fact that it wasn't Tame is a meaningful Chazak. That's just one of the many angles here. But let's consider this question. So what exactly is the issue with the Rov? Because what emerges from Tosfos is you can attack the Rov on two levels. Right? So apparently the Rambam doesn't hold from the Rov at all. That's what it seems like. And Tosfos also isn't in love with the Rov, right? Why? Because why did the Rabbanan have to come and stop you? If it's a great Rov, then let's just rely on it. And let that be the end of the story. So, sounds like according to everybody, there's something missing about this Rov. The question is it completely not effective? Or it's effective technically, but for whatever reason, Chazal told you not to use it. Follow those two issues? So, that gives us two different kinds of problems. And that's itself interesting. So, what Tosfos is introducing us to here, it's not the only place we'll see this, but Tosfos introducing it could be that there's a technical viability of a rov, and still a reason not to use it. While other times, and this might be the Rambam position here, the rov is flawed in such a way that it's not even a good rov at all. So what is the issue with this rov? Why is this rov on some level of insufficiency? Any thoughts? So the Rashba, we had a chance to see, the Rashba here on this daf, the Rashba says that the issue is it's a rov hatali b'maisa. What does that mean, a rov hatali b'maisa? Or sometimes you find it as a rov hatali b'minig. So this is a Gemara Maseches Bechoros on daf chaf, where there it emerges, machlokes about this also, but it seems to emerge that we don't follow a rov hatali b'maisa. So that would mean a rov that's not some kind of natural reality in the world, but that requires somebody to do something in order for it to be counted. So here you're saying that most shechitas are done right, maybe, but each action only happens because somebody chooses to do that action of shechita. As opposed to non-shechted animals, those occur in the world naturally. So here you have a rov and a miut, but the miut is more solid in the sense because it doesn't have to rely on anybody's choice to do something or not do something. While the rov, even though it's the majority, but it's only the majority because most people actively do it this way. And there's apparently some weakness to a rov hatali b'maisa. So that's what the Rashba invokes as the explanation here. It's not the only way to explain it. But that's itself an interesting point. So why should there be a problem with a rov hatali b'maisa? Why is that not like any other rov? Let me just count up all the numbers, whatever is most wins, and whatever is less loses.
It's the extra chazak against the rov.
Okay, so yeah, explain that.
That the chazak is that
So, but the default.
Right.
Right, but I thought maybe you would say I mean, maybe that's what you mean, but if you say that tali b'maisa means there has to be an active decision to do it, so then the default always is that it's not done. And then that's a form of chazaka too, that, you know, that leave everything alone, it'll be this way. It's kind of like a chazaka meikara. Is that what you would say?
That chazaka is essentially being undermined. Right?
Wait, second, it, said that which chazaka is undermined?
The chazaka that the mayor's bringing up, the chazaka that the animal is not the shakta, but once the animal is, I mean, we're dealing with an animal that was shakta, then we're trying to, I mean, the rove is going on animals that were shakta, so the chazaka is almost not.
So the question is whether shakta well or not, that's still the question.
Right, but then why wouldn't the chazaka of rove should be good? Why did, I guess for Tosas that does become relevant. That's the prominent rove.
So what I'm reading into Meir's comment, you can tell me if I'm doing it fairly or not, is that a chazaka in general is giving a certain amount of weight to a default position. Say a chazaka meikara, it was like this yesterday, we have to, burden of proof is to say that it changed. Or the burden of proof is to say that it's something else. So a rove maybe is strong enough to qualify as a burden of proof. But when that rove itself requires something of initiative, requires something beyond the default, so then the default is against it, even more so. So the chazaka, which is already the default, which is already what it was yesterday, is a little bit stronger. So normally when you have a rove against the chazaka, the rove is going to have enough power to establish a burden of proof. But when there's a burden within that burden, you have to actually do something. So then the default maybe is a little bit stronger. Is that what you wanted to say? So that's interesting, it could be. So this also touches upon questions of, we were talking yesterday, what is a chazaka? Is it a mevarer? Is it a hanhaga or the like? So as we'll see, the same kind of questions are asked about rove. And therefore, if we want to say that a rove should be a mevarer, so then maybe whatever detracts from its birur status makes it a weaker rove. And then, once you accept that it's a weaker rove, if you do accept that it's a weaker rove, so then there could be two ways to say it. Is it such a weak rove that it's not even a rove? That just simply does not fit the definition? And as we'll see, soon enough, rove is a chiddush haTorah, right? Rove is not just logical, but it's based on psukim. The Gemara is going to derive that there is a halach chiddush of a rove. So we're going to have to figure out what is that chiddush. So if you want to say it's a chiddush that these are the facts, so then anything that undermines the factual nature of a rove is going to tear away at it a little bit. Or you could say no, that a rove is also a hanhaga. It's just a din that this is how you're allowed to behave. And if that's the case, it should be less vulnerable to these kinds of nuances. That something which detracts from its real reality reflections, maybe doesn't matter so much if it's just a din of the Torah, you follow the rove. Hi.
According to the Bureau of Mahalach, then maybe if the rove is not true a necessity, it's tolerant something, now it's a trap from the Bureau.
Correct, exactly, right. So that's the approach. There's a discussion about this, a sefer called Pri Moshe. It came out a few decades ago. There's a volume on Rove. He discusses that angle. So presumably the question of the impact of a Rove HaTali B'maisa might go to the question of what is a Rove. And what we see here also, if you want to say between the Rambam and Tosus, then it's a question of how bad of a job does it do? How much of a negative impact does it have? So, on the one hand, you could say that the whole existence of rove as a valid indicator depends on its reality reflection, and if that's undermined, it's not a rove at all, and maybe that's the Rambam's position. I have to emphasize maybe, because there's all kinds of other ways still to speculate about why the Rambam doesn't say something, so it's hard to know, but that could be. Or you could say, no, that the rove is the Chiddush HaTorah, and it works. But Lamaisa, we're not comfortable with it because of this factor. So maybe that's what Tosfos and the Rashba are saying. That look, yes, Al Pi Din Torah, this is effective. Because a rove is a rove, not going to change that. But Lamaisa, since we have a little bit of question as to just how good this rove is, so we can't, we don't recommend you rely on it, we make an Issa Rabbanan. That makes sense? So, okay, I don't want to say that much more about this, even though you could talk about this for a long time. We got a little bit late today. But that could be another Pesach into the whole Rove issue. I want to get to Chamira Sakanta Meisur in between this and Rove as our next topic. But I also wanted to share that, because we won't get to it today, but this time Maury brought in the Shulchan Aruch, there is a fascinating Rabbi Akiva Eger over here, in addition to what he says in the Tshuvas, he has more to say in his commentary to Shulchan Aruch. So maybe next time we'll also discuss that and then get into the Chamira Sakanta Meisur and then move from there. All right, so again, 9:30 is that tomorrow morning?